Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So, what are we doing this week, Krista?
We're going to talk about things that are short.
Yeah, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're short.
Yeah, I'm so short. You are not.
No.
You are the opposite of short.
I'm the opposite, yes. Yes, shorts. Disney shorts for Valentine's Day.
Aww, can you feel the love?
No, that's not a short.
No, it's not.
But yeah, so on Disney Plus, they have a whole Valentine's Day collection, and there's all sorts of things on there. But there is a short section, and we thought that would be a good topic for us to talk about, because there's some really good shorts that you should see.
Yep.
And then there's some other shorts on
that
there as
also
well.
That are also on the list.
But yeah, so that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, we're going to kind of go through the list very quickly, and then we're going to, what do you think, three? Each pick three to talk about?
To be happy about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three favorites each.
Yes.
How about that? Okay. Are you going to be able to rank the three?
No.
Okay. Because I didn't. I just picked my three favorites.
No. I'm just going to pick them.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Before we get to all that, though, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
So we attended our annual Canadian Film Festival this past weekend.
It's true.
And, well, it's still kind of ongoing because it is, again, a virtual film festival, sadly. We weren't able to go in person.
Yeah.
Again.
Again.
Why? What happened? But it's been really fun watching some indie films.
Yep.
And yeah, things like that.
Yeah, that was actually my nerd thing this week. Well, obviously, we've been watching a whole lot of movies. One thing I do want to mention, though, since we're talking shorts here, is it is the time of year when I get to watch the most short films as part of this film festival, and that's always just really enjoyable.
Yeah, there was a big batch of short films again, and it was good.
Any favorites standing out so far
of the whole festival? I'd say it's probably Beans.
Yeah, that one really stood out to me too.
That was really well done, and it was part of Canadian history that I had never heard of, and it was within our lifetimes, and I'm just like, really weird.
That's actually more upsetting that we didn't know about it. Yeah,
super super strange.
But I thought it was really well paced and everything too.
Yeah,
that actually is my favorite, although I do keep thinking about Loon
was good. Was really good. That was like definitely the best acting.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's always what stands out to me in that.
So, yeah.
When I think about it.
But they've all been good.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. No misses on this one so far.
Although the French Dead Poets Society was a little slow for me.
It was. That's more my style of movie. I didn't mind it as much, but it was a little slow.
It was a little slow. Yeah.
And there were some really cool shorts, and there were some really weird shorts.
Yes. Very weird. Speaking of.
Shorts.
There's some weird ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just being bored, boring, and having a little cranberry neutral.
Me too.
Yeah, as are you. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're being boring.
Yeah, well, it's in the fridge. It's cranberry. Stacy. Refreshing. And also, one more thing to talk about. Spoiler free, Brandon.
Oh,
Boba Fett, episode 6. Spoiler free.
I mean, we say this a lot, but you probably should go watch it if you're worried about spoilers, because...
Oh, boy.
I'm kind of interested... I would be kind of interested to hear someone's opinion who's never seen any of the, like... If they've only watched the Star Wars movies and hadn't seen any of the extra stuff, because a lot of the cool bits of this were extra stuff.
Right.
And I don't know if that works for the casual fan.
That's a really good point.
Like, most of the Marvel stuff, there's this whole MCU continuity, but it works even if you just watch one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Spider-Man less.
Maybe.
At least.
Yeah, maybe.
Not quite as impactful if you're not quite up to
but you could still, like,
snuff.
Enjoy
but it's still,
it
it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
This, I don't know. I don't know how it would work as a casual fan.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I liked it, though.
I really liked it, too.
The pacing of the series is very strange, but I'm enjoying it anyway, except for episode 3. So
You're getting harder on episode
3,
I think, because everything else is better.
Yeah,
okay.
It's getting worse.
And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. So let's start with Disneyland news first, and then we've got some Disney Plus stuff to talk about. Disneyland news. First of all, or Disney Parks news, because we have, first of all, the Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind is closed for scheduled refurbishment at Disneyland.
Oh, that makes me so emotional.
Like, so much so that you're feeling all Inside Out?
Sure.
Inside Out has a short on our list.
It does, yeah.
Also, Disney Wish, well, Disney Parks and Disney Cruise Line can go together. Disney Wish Maiden Voyage has been delayed to July 14th.
Oh, no! Well, I wasn't planning on going on a cruise anytime soon anyway, so, yeah.
Maybe that's why it's getting delayed.
Really does not surprise me.
Also, the Galactic Star Cruiser is apparently having trouble hiring specifically experienced wait staff.
So, I mean, everywhere is having trouble hiring wait staff. I can't imagine they're paying enough to get someone to dress up in Star Wars while being wait staff.
Right.
And that whole thing, like, it's more involved, and I don't think they would be paying enough to make it worthwhile.
True.
So, yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me either. This whole Galactic Star Cruiser thing I thought was a really cool idea. It has disaster written all over it.
Which is too bad, because we were so excited.
Yeah.
But we always said we were going to, like, we weren't going to be booking tickets right away or anything like that. First of all, very spendy, but we wanted to see what it was up with it.
Yeah,
you know?
you don't spend that much money going in blind for a two-night experience.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Also, there's some more new merch. Seems like there's new merch all the time at Disney Parks right now. And my favorite is, it's a t-shirt, and it's, "Things that try to eat Luke Skywalker." It's this great line, and I think that's hilarious.
Yes, and you had me guess them. Yes. Well, I was trying to guess them before.
Yes.
And I got there. I got them all. I missed one.
Okay, so what tried to eat Luke Skywalker?
Well, I mean, you got your Wampa.
Yep.
And you got your Sarlacc, yep. Obviously. And then the Rancor.
Yep.
So that's... One that kind of should have been in there is maybe the trash compactor monster.
That's true.
I didn't think of that. That would be the only one from the original movie.
Right.
Because, of course, the Wampa and the Rancor. Well, the Wampa's from Empire Strikes Back and the Rancor and the Sarlacc are from Jedi.
Right.
But the one I missed, also from Jedi, is the Ewoks.
They want to cook
Luke and Han. That's funny. I would have not thought that way.
It was so funny because there's all these monsters and this little Ewok.
Little Ewok. They're hungry.
Yep. What I think is probably the biggest news, or at least in my world, is we've been talking a lot about that thing we don't talk about, which is, of course, Bruno.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about Bruno.
But we talk about Bruno.
Oh, you're going to talk about him.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Bruno. Because Bruno, we don't talk about Bruno, has officially made it to number one on Billboard Countdown.
So Billboard Countdown, like, because they have different... Mm-hmm. Is that, like, the overall?
That's the overall. Or that is the number one, like, song right now.
Because it's also, like, Encanto is the number one soundtrack.
That is also
Billboard.
True. Yeah, that's a little less weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is
just
that
like
is
a number,
number
one,
one
single.
Yeah, is the number one single is We Don't Talk About Bruno.
That's
Isn't
so
that insane?
Weird.
The only
really
other time
weird.
That's ever happened is A Whole New World with Aladdin from Disney Studios. But then what's also extra crazy is right now there are two in the top 10 because Surface Pressure, which is my other favorite song from there, is actually, well, right now anyway, at number 9. Isn't that crazy? Two songs from Encanto.
Yeah. Encanto, well, I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda
I know.
Can do whatever. And so when I first watched Frozen and Let It Go started playing, I had heard that there was a song that was like, doing numbers, and I was like, okay, that's the song. I didn't get that moment throughout Encanto at all, but every single song is
just
really
good.
And like, I think the more you listen to them, that the more you'd be into it. And Surface Pressure is probably the catch.
That one's my favorite.
And You Don't Talk About Bruno gets stuck in your head no matter
what.
So,
but whatever. Surface Pressure, I think when it started, I like squealed or something. Like, well, that one's that. Yeah,
it's
I
so
identify
good.
With that song.
It's so good.
It's so good. But I mean, oh my goodness, who knew that Lin-Manuel Miranda could write, oh right, everyone.
Everyone, yes.
It was literally everyone. I'm also turning a bunch of my students into Lin-Manuel Miranda fans. They like came running. I don't even teach
them
right now.
Boy, you must have had to work real hard to do that.
Yeah, no, I didn't. It was They came running up to me all excited because they were listening to Encanto. And do you know that's written by Miranda? And I said, yeah. Do you know he also wrote Moana? What? And then they like ran away to listen to the Moana soundtrack. Like, it's, I was listening to it and it's so good. And then I looked it up and I was like, of course it's good. It's the guy who wrote Hamilton. And so I'm very proud of myself as a teacher for turning them all into Miranda nerds.
Good job.
Also, we have some Disney Plus type news.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, this is pure speculation. Mm-hmm. But we have some rumored filming dates.
Ooh.
So Loki season mm-hmm. 2, mm-hmm. which is going to be the first Marvel show to get a season 2.
I'm so excited about that.
Even including ones that haven't come out yet, like Moon Knight, they've been referring to as a limited series as well, so it's probably not going to get a season 2.
Right. Wait, What If is going to, but that's going to be after this.
Yeah, it's going to be quite delayed, and that's also not live action, so.
Right.
Different, a little different.
Yeah, the only Disney Plus season 2 we've gotten has been, like, Mandalorian, of course.
Yeah.
But that's not Marvel, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's apparently going to start filming this summer, so that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
I also heard a rumor that Armor Wars was originally going to start filming in May, but they're going to push that back to the fall. Perhaps.
Interesting.
Which is the War Machine Marvel right. show.
Okay. Do we know why it's getting pushed back, or just in because everything else got pushed back and things?
Yeah,
I think
it's just a domino effect and maybe filming scheduling, who knows? Mm-hmm. There's a lot at work there. But
mm-hmm.
the good news about May yes. is there's another weird out of left field rumor that we might actually get the Obi-Wan series premiering in May.
Can you believe that?
That would kind of blow my mind. And if that is true, I think we'll find out next week.
Why next week?
I think they're going to pull a thing where the Obi-Wan series is going to get teased at the end of Boba Fett.
Totally makes sense to me. Oh, man. Are we going to stay up late?
It's on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
True.
I can't do it. It's not
too old for that.
No, I got like work and stuff. I don't do that.
This was so much easier when it came out late Thursday night.
Yeah. I would do that. If it was coming out at midnight on Thursday or whatever, mm-hmm. I would do it.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay. I think that takes us to our main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, so first of all...
Okay, shorty.
Tell us
about the shorties.
All right. Okay, there are 14 total.
Oh, there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Most of them are pretty short. Mm-hmm. They're like around the average about 6-7 minutes. There's one longer one that was about 20 minutes. That was live action.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are animated.
Yep, and different, very wide-ranging genres and styles and everything. So
yeah, and ages as mm-hmm. well. There's some real classics.
Yep.
Some Mickey and Donalds that are from a long, long time ago. And then there's some ones that came out like 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to run through the whole list and then we're just going to pick three each.
Okay. Yeah, let's make some comments as we go through the list.
Yep.
And then
brief comments.
Then
all
we
right.
can pick our favorites to talk about a little bit more.
So I think the most recent one on there is Us Again.
Yeah. I'm not sure when this one came mm-hmm. out, but it is very recent.
Yep.
Very, very recent. And this one's very... It's musical.
Yes.
There's no dialogue.
I feel like had Soul come out in theaters, this one would have like gone with it.
It feels like it goes with Soul very well.
Just because music is such a focus
Super
of it.
Super musical.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the same thing, like seize your life as you get it and
yeah,
embrace
exactly.
the day.
This one was cute.
It was cute.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it.
It was a good theme and like for having no dialogue. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, it was a absolutely. Good one. Growing Fangs. This one is the one that's the 20 minutes and it's live action.
Yeah, and it is a bit longer for a short. I liked the themes in this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The whole story is that she's a half vampire,
half human,
and there's a lot of like allegory there to mm-hmm. not belonging. Some racial stuff going on.
Yeah, she's also, they make a point, even in the description, that she is Mexican-American.
Right. And the family is very clearly that kind of Latino family. They have big meals together as a big family, like
with,
three generations. And
with food and then blood.
And then blood, yes. Well, yes. And it's her mother's side that is the vampires, which is,
I thought
kind of
cool
interesting.
Too.
A nice
yeah.
little twist. You would think it would be the other way. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
And yeah, that's her whole thing. She's caught between two worlds, basically.
Literally.
Yeah. But, yeah. she had to leave her human school to go to monster school. And there were some interesting things in this. She talks about, like, her best friend, who's a boy, and is setting it up. Well, I mean, it's a Valentine's Day short, so you're like, oh, that must be the love interest. Not really, no.
No, she seems kind of gay.
Yeah, well, yeah, she has a crush on a girl, yeah. So, female vampire, yeah. So, yeah.
And then she finds another friend.
Yeah.
That's a female vampire, so who knows? They don't go into it, and
yeah, no, whatever. It's just very casual, but it's supposed to be, like, you know, early teenage stuff, so it's all very, yeah, like, above board and everything, but yeah, it's identity, it was cool.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot to say what Us Again was about. Us Again is an older couple to...
So there's a magical rain... Like, they're old, mm-hmm, and the man is grumpy, and the lady wants to go dancing.
Yeah.
And the whole town is dancing.
Yeah.
And then this magical rainstorm comes in, and that the magical rainstorm makes them young again.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor!
Exactly.
Anyway. yeah, that's what that's about.
Yep. Then we have Lava. Now, this is an older one. It was one that was in theaters with one of the movies. And I think it was with Moana, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it takes place in Hawaii.
But it's a Pixar short.
It's a Pixar short. And it's two volcanoes. And it is done as a musical. So, yeah. I actually, the song from it is on a couple of my playlists. I listen to it fairly regularly.
It is very cool. And it's based on the...
Yes, the Hawaiian, I can never pronounce this, Israel name I can't pronounce. He and his wife.
With the ukulele. Yeah. And, yeah, it's based on that.
And his most famous song is the combination of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World. Mm-hmm.
And this is in that style.
Exactly. It's very, very, very narrative that way. And very, it's a very pretty song. That song was one of our wedding songs. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, very nice. And then we had part of the Forky series, What is Love?
One of my favorite Forky.
I totally agree.
Mostly because of who guest stars in it.
Ow, my heart.
Well, you got... Just all the old comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And of course...
No, that's Cheryl.
Cheryl Burnett, yes. And of course, Betty White.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing we had seen with Betty White in it.
Yeah.
Since there was no more Betty White.
I know.
Very sad.
It started and I went, wait, yeah, my heart. Yeah. Oh, but it is hilarious. Mm. It is so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Then we had this one I hadn't seen before, but it's part of the Inside Out.
Yeah, it's an Inside Out short. So Pixar usually takes their movies and does, yep, a couple shorts with them. But I didn't know that they did one with Inside Out. And
this was Riley's first date with a question mark. So at the end of Inside Out, you had that hinting that maybe there was what is puberty? And that maybe there's going to be some dating going on and stuff like that. Like just hints of
and
that
you,
kind of
and
thing.
And you got to see that her parents also had emotions.
Yes. I actually really liked all that part in the emotions.
And that's great. And this kind of explores, yeah, her parents' emotions
and
much more.
So one of my favorite parts about Inside Out was at the end when it shows inside everyone's head. Mm-hmm. I really like the teacher, for example. But it was, you know, the parents and her friends and the cat and the dog and everyone else. So this one they spent, I don't even think they barely went into Riley's head.
Barely, yeah.
Very briefly, but most of it was the parents and then a boy who shows up at the door.
Yeah.
and it was... Really funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was really funny.
And I just like seeing which emotion drives each character.
I do too.
And it's very, and like how different they, yeah, like, yeah, it's a great concept, and I enjoyed having another little short with it. So.
Yeah, this one worked really well. This was very well paced, I found.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Paper Man. You've spoken about Paper Man before.
I have.
Shout out to our last year's Valentine's Day special. We talked about best couples, and you talked about Paper Man.
That sounds like me, yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember, but... Paper Man, it's just so well animated, mm-hmm, and the story's really cute. Again, no dialogue.
Nope, none at all. And it's mostly in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly. Color for emphasis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I watch it, I was like, man, I forget how much I love this.
It's just
really well done.
Yeah.
Then we had another one I hadn't seen. This is another Disney Plus exclusive.
Disney Plus original,
yeah.
They bought Fox.
Yep, so we had Simpsons Playdate with Destiny, and I do remember the advertising when this one came out. So we have with this one, little Maggie gets to star in it, and she meets a little boy baby on the playground, and she has a Playdate with Destiny. Again, another cute Simpsons short.
Yeah. really cute. There's a whole bunch on there, and we need to see them. There's some like Marvel themed ones and Star Wars themed ones.
We talked before about like on Disney Plus Day this last year. The best thing about it was the Simpsons short.
That was hilarious. So yeah, maybe we should do an episode about Simpsons shorts. You know what? Disney Plus exclusives.
We can definitely do that. Yeah. While we're waiting on some Marvel to come out here, how about we do one of those?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, writing it down.
Then we had one that I've always been a fan of. Feast.
It features a dog, mm-hmm. So check mark there. But
this one makes me tear up. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it is quite emotional.
But it's a love story, but from a dog's perspective, watching his human fall in love, and he's not very happy about it to begin with. And it all centers around the type of food he gets fed.
Yeah. So bachelors eat better foods according to dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Because pizza.
And
Super Bowl parties.
And Super Bowl parties. And then when you find a nice lady, she makes you clean up your act, and then you don't have as good a food for the dog.
Instead, you eat salad.
Until there's another addition to the house.
Yeah.
And then you get good food again.
Because they are messy.
Really messy.
But you don't ever really see the faces or anything like that. It's just like the hands reaching down to pet the dog.
Yeah, it's all dog level.
Yeah, the legs talk, facing each other.
Very little dialogue in most of these.
That's true. That is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do no dialogue, a short is the way to go. And so you can be a little more experimental.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, makes sense.
We're going to talk about experimental in a little bit, but we're not there yet. Let's go classic, first of all. We had Mickey's Delayed Date. So this is one of the classic ones. And this one we have Mickey Mouse. And he slept in, and he is missing his date with Minnie.
Not a very good boyfriend.
No. So she phones him, and he's running out the door and everything, and he forgets the tickets. So Pluto has to save the day.
He's in his house coat, and he's got to get dressed, and so Pluto's got to help him do that, and there's a whole thing, and then he can't even be bothered to go get the tickets himself. He has to ask Pluto to go get them.
Basically, Pluto has to do everything.
But the envelopes open, they fall on the floor, and poor Pluto drops them.
Yeah.
And no one knows. And so Pluto grabs him, and he's going to go help Mickey, but Mickey's getting run over or something at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, Mickey's just a disaster.
Mickey has fallen apart. He gets to the dance, and it turns out that his fancy tuxedo wouldn't have been any good anyway.
Because it's making fun of the Depression party.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
this
came out in the 40s. They're making fun of the Depression. Okay, thanks.
It's a hard times costume party.
Yeah. Hilarious.
But Pluto saves the day.
Pluto saves the day, and so Mickey and Minnie are together to this day, thanks to Pluto.
Good job, Pluto. Speaking of Mickey cartoons, another old one we had. This one I had seen before. You hadn't. This is called Mickey's Rival. And this is, interesting fact, I'm sure most Disney fans know, but Mickey's original name was going to be Mortimer.
Mortimer Mouse,
Mortimer Mouse.
I,
and
I
Lillian.
Think I think I like that, actually.
Yeah, except Lillian said...
don't like Mortimer.
No. But Lillian said Mortimer didn't fit, right? Like, wasn't the right tone. It was a little... He said...
Mickey!
Yeah, exactly.
Mortimer.
It wasn't... Exactly. She said it was like a little too stuffy.
Yeah.
So they ixnayed the Mortimer name, gave him Mickey name, and then they brought in Mortimer Mouse. And this was when Mortimer Mouse actually first showed up. Mortimer Mouse is a jerk.
Mortimer Mouse is... Minnie's ex-boyfriend,
apparently.
And yeah, he's a jerk, but Minnie's also kind of a jerk in this.
Yeah, she keeps saying how funny Mortimer is, and isn't he a scream?
She's fawning over him the whole time. It's really embarrassing. And the plot in this is not great. It's more of a animation exposition. It's showing off what they can do, because there's just like a whole bunch of action and things like that, and that's fine, I guess. That's what they were doing back then,
right?
I didn't really like this one.
Yeah, I remembered it more fondly than when I watched it now. I was like, oh, right.
I just really don't. You spend the whole time not liking Mortimer,
yeah.
And like going, what the heck are you thinking, Minnie? You're
better than this.
You're not being a very nice lady.
That's right.
And you feel bad for Mickey. And there's a bull, so. Okay.
Then on the list, we had another new one, kind of separating some older ones here. We had the Blue Umbrella, and I had never seen this before.
This is called Facial Paradelia, the motion picture.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because there's just, like, the whole thing where humans naturally see faces in, like, random objects.
Right.
That's what this movie's based
on.
Because that's... Everything, every character in this is just like a random object that looks like it has a face in it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I liked it. Did you like it?
I did like it.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't love it, but
right.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked the animation a lot.
The animation was really cool. The premise behind, like you said, everything is inanimate except given faces.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a blue umbrella and there's a red umbrella and they get separated and the blue umbrella gets swept away in a storm. And
the red umbrella is the lady because she has eyelashes.
It's true. That's how you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're the only ones that have actually drawn faces on. Yeah. Every other inanimate object just has, like, the screws look like eyes, and the downspout looks like a mouth, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
And the way
that,
the windows in the building are, yeah. But so the entire city, all these buildings and everything else, come together to try and bring the blue umbrella back towards the red umbrella. And first of all, save the blue umbrella.
Yeah, he pretty much dies.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was kind of very cool, very experimental. Then we have another old classic. We had Mr. Duck Steps Out. I had seen this before. I forgot that Daisy used to sound exactly like Donald.
Yeah, that is quite disturbing. That is quite disturbing. You can like, you close your eyes, you literally cannot tell them apart. They sound exactly the same.
Have you seen this one before?
No.
So what did you think?
Again, it was more of an animation exposition type of thing. And it also goes to show you don't babysit your nephews when you're going to go on a date.
It's true.
Like, where are Huey, Dewey and Louie's parents? Like, what the heck? Why does Donald always have to put up with these brats?
Well, I think...
They cut through a hole through his wall!
I think... I actually do remember hearing about
That's
this once.
That's thousands of dollars of damage.
Donald's sister's children, and okay. I don't think... I think she's a single mom.
Okay, well, what's she doing?
Probably working.
She could consider looking after her children.
That's why there's a hole in this wall. And this one was very, very 40s. They talk about the jitterbug a lot.
Yes, and they do a lot of dancing, and there's musical... escapades, and Donald's trying to get lucky and it's not going so well.
It's true.
I mean, that's the plot.
Okay, speaking of experimental things, Destino.
Oh my god.
So basically, this is literally what happens when Salvador Dali and Disney make a short film.
Yeah, so
that's what happened.
I'd be curious to see the whole story of this, because there's some text at the beginning, and like it was conceived of by Salvador Dali and Walt Disney together way back in the day, but they didn't finish it.
Right.
And it was finished much more recently.
Of course, you can tell.
Half a century later,
mm-hmm.
there is some CGI involved as well, but it's super out there. If you've ever seen a Salvador Dali painting or art or anything, it's very much in line with that. There's a lot of melting clocks and metaphorical human figures and things, and I spent the whole time like worrying about my existential crises and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would not watch this on any mind altering substances.
It's true.
You might
even too much coffee. Like whatever it is.
Like
nothing.
Anything.
Nothing.
It would be terrifying.
You have a lot of candy? Don't watch this.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, no
sugar. No,
no,
no. Nothing. Like absolutely nothing. Then we have Out. Now, this one is another more recent.
Quite recent.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not as recent as, say, Us Again.
I think it came out, I think it was 2020.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I think it came out in, the heart of the pandemic.
Right.
Like, right after Disney Plus came out.
Right. I remember we have actually talked about it in the early days on this podcast.
Yeah.
This one is another one that makes me tear up. And
it's really well done.
Yeah, really well done. I get a dog, hey?
Yeah, dogs are awesome, but...
But this one is actually, we have a gay couple
mm-hmm.
in this one. But the whole premise of it is they live together. They're like adult couple. They're very, very established. And one still hasn't told his parents that he's gay.
Which is not uncommon.
Nope.
So
And so he's
reliable.
Trying to hide it. And there's the whole, there's a picture of the two of them together. He's
They're
trying to
roommates.
Hide it. Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, it's interesting
mm-hmm.
anyway. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do you want to... Do you want to do one then the other, or do you just want
to
talk
about your three? Yes, and we're not allowed to pick the same one.
That's why I'm like, this is going to be tough.
Okay, so okay.
We just want to...
It's kind of like, it's almost like a draft. Okay. But I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
So you don't take it from me.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go for it. I know what you're doing. Go ahead.
I'm going to take Paperman.
Of course you are.
Because that's awesome.
Yeah.
For a romantic short, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Paperman's my favorite on here, so good thing you took it, because I was definitely going to.
It's a perfect throwback to hand-drawn animation, even though it's not actually hand-drawn animation, but it evokes that.
Yeah, you definitely get that feeling.
And it's just a cool story, and I don't know.
I
like Paper Airplanes also.
I agree, it's fantastic. Good choice. I totally would have taken that one.
Yeah, that's a solid number one choice. Okay.
I'm going to go with Feast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is one that every time I watch it, it's just like gives you the warm fuzzies and it tears you up. It's a dog, okay?
He's a hungry doggo.
He's a hungry doggo, and he loves his human very much. So much so that he's willing to forego his... having to eat salad just to make sure he's happy.
It's so cute. Yeah. We don't deserve dogs.
I know. Humans, you suck. Dogs, you're wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's really sweet. I love the fact that it's all from the dog's perspective. Like, you just see ankles, and it's just...
I love media and things that go from a strange perspective.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's a really interesting way to approach a story, and this works really well.
Well, some of my favorite books are the same way.
Yeah.
You know, books from adult, like books about adult subject matter, but like from a child's perspective. Like, heck, To Kill a Mockingbird, the famous example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite books I teach is The Book Thief. That's a very weird narrator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a lot happier than that. Obviously.
Yes.
But
yes, it is.
I've always liked weird narrators. And this one is just really wonderful. Okay. So yeah, Feast is my first choice.
Okay, Feast.
So this is good, because we're going to end up talking about six of them all together.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll do a snake and you can choose another one. Because I don't
really
want to take...
that's okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, if you're sure, I'm going to go with Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away the first time I saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Yeah. Again. Yeah. Definitely teared up.
Yeah.
And, like, timely and good on you, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Disney's a little gun-shy with some of that sometimes.
They're
getting better, I think.
Well, it's almost a lose-lose situation, because if you do it too heavy-handed, the people that don't like it just yell, you're being dumb and woke.
Yeah.
And...
Or pandering.
And you got to avoid pandering. Like, just do a good story.
Yeah, this is a good story.
And it's just a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So this one was just, it's every type of all the feels you can possibly have. And it's done fantastically. You have a little bit of Disney magic in there as well, which is fun. Because a lot of these are like weird perspectives or something like that. But it's not like humans encountering magical things. So
right.
this was cool. Your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Riley's First Date.
Oh, okay, good. That's a good one.
Mostly because this is the only one on the list that had AC/DC
in
it.
Huh.
And, I was very happy to revisit the inside emotions.
Yeah.
I just, one of the strongest concepts that Pixar has done. And, they're big on concepts.
They really are.
So, I think that's saying a lot. Like... I don't know.
I always laugh at the thing that goes around on social media. And it's, what if toys had feelings? What if monsters had feelings? And it's like, what if feelings had feelings?
Exactly. What if feelings had feelings?
But my favorite thing on Inside Out was seeing all the adults and everyone's emotions. And this one you got to, that's all it was.
That's the best thing about a concept, is if you set that concept up and then you can have little twists on it, like... Oh, it's the dad.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, it works so well. Works so well.
Really good choice. Okay, since we're snake, you get to go again.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
And I'm choosing between three here, so I hope you're going to help me out.
Oh, dear. I didn't think this one through. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to Pixar, and it's going to be Forky.
That was one of the ones I was picking. Okay.
Yeah, Forky, it's just... All the voices in this are just perfect. Comedy legends.
Yeah, it's true.
And I actually really liked the Forky Asks Questions mm-hmm. series. Like, those are super, like, micro shorts. And the whole series was...
They're so enjoyable,
hilarious.
Mm-hmm. What is cheese?
Forky is literally the only good part about Toy Story 4. Agreed. And I thought he was going to be the worst part. Like, watching the trailers, I was like, oh, this is... Look, that looks stupid. Why?
And, yeah, Forky's the best part. And I like Gabby. They could have made that the center of the story. Forky and Gabby.
I guess. No, I only like Forky.
Okay. Like, Forky was great. And his whole concept of, like, trying to figure things out is hilarious. And this one, oh, man, with... Mel Brooks is in it, and it's just Betty White. Bitey White.
Bitey White, yes. Oh, so good.
Yeah, really good one. That was one of the ones I was choosing between. Oh, boy, this is tough. He's like, okay, the one I'm going to pick is not the best one on here. I think the best one left is probably Us Again, but I'm not picking that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best animation, probably.
Yeah. But... I'm going to go with Lava.
Okay. No, yeah. That's fine. That's got really good animation.
It has good animation. But I don't know if it's just that I have such a soft spot for that music and like that style. It's just, it literally makes me happy. And, you know, the fact that it's based on like a real life singer and his wife and their love story, and they're modeled after them, and they're volcanoes, but you can tell, you're like, oh no, that's definitely that couple.
And there's like some tradition of islands looking like people as well throughout history. Yeah. So it works very well. I'm surprised you didn't pick anything like...
I almost went for Mickey's Delayed Date.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I almost did.
I'm surprised you didn't pick that one.
So when I said I was picking three, that was another one. That was the other one. It was between Forky, Lava, and Delayed Date. Yeah. And it's... Oh, I think I'm kicking myself for not picking Delayed Date, but I didn't, so it's my own fault.
Yeah, if I had to pick one more, it would probably have to be Delayed Date as well.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite of the classic.
Oh, me too. And that one is.
Although the Mr. Duck one was fine for what it was. I just really didn't like the Mickey's Rival one. I didn't like it at all.
That's fair. Mr. Duck one, Daisy really threw me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I almost liked it more because that was so weird.
But no, I really, really do like Mickey's Delayed Date. And I remember watching that, like, growing up and everything. Like, it was always on Disney Channel and stuff, but,
Mickey's just a disaster.
Mickey is just a disaster, and Minnie is just so mad, but he comes through, so it's okay. And again, Pluto saves the day.
Yeah.
It's
a really good one. We just don't deserve dogs.
We don't deserve dogs.
The end.
But, no, I think I have a soft spot for Lava, because like I said, that music was the kind of stuff we had at our wedding, and so I think I have, like, a soft spot for it. And I listen to the song on my several playlists, so. And maybe I'm sick of winter, and I want it to be summer, and the song sounds like summer.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
It's a ukulele.
You bust out the ukulele. It sounds like summer. You're thinking of the surf and the sun and the sand.
Plus, it's a pun. It's I lava you. Come on. That's ridiculous and adorable.
Please don't lava me. That would be very painful. That'd be a terrible way to go.
I will also say there are certain songs that always randomly get stuck in my head, even if I've never heard them. One is Let It Snow for some reason. Even if it's like June, it just randomly gets in my head. And Lava gets stuck in my head all the time. There's also one that has come out recently that has stuck in my head a lot.
Do you talk about them?
Maybe a little bit.
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good three.
Okay, so, I mean... That was a good discussion of the shorts.
Can I also pick Mickey's Delayed Date?
No. So are you feeling short on love?
Well, kind of, because I couldn't also pick Mickey's Delayed Date. Mm-hmm. We have one more Valentine's Day episode, though, to talk about.
Okay.
That's going to be next.
It's a very special episode.
It is a very special episode. This is cool, because last year we only did one Valentine's episode. We are doing three this year.
We are feeling very romantic this year.
Very, very romantic.
But yes,
should I sing again?
No, let's not. Before we talk about next week's very special episode.
You probably want to stick around and listen to what the heck we're doing, because oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but that's okay. Speaking of embarrassing,
okay,
I'm going to ask you a BuzzFeed quiz.
You're going to ask me one, okay.
I am, and it's going to tell you who you're going to spend Valentine's with.
Oh.
Apparently it's not me.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Brandon wasn't one of the responses?
I don't think so.
That'd be really weird if it was.
Really weird.
But so you said this is not Disney, it's just Valentine's
in general. Just Valentine's in general.
I'm cool with it, alright.
There might be a Disney character, who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just going to tell you who you're going to spend Valentine's with.
Okay.
So, right. Lucky you.
I'm here for it.
You got a date.
Sweet.
I will stay home with the dogs.
Okay. It's on a Monday, and I work, so I probably will not have a date.
Well,
it's especially just considering dinner you dates. Are staying home with the dogs, that would be weird.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Okay.
You have to choose what your ideal date would be, and okay. You got four options.
All right.
An amusement park.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Go-karts. Mm-hmm. Karaoke or a cooking class?
Either an amusement park or a cooking class. For Valentine's Day, though, or is it just in general?
It just says choose a date.
Let's go with a cooking class. Because we were just talking about taking a cooking class.
Okay. Choose another date.
Oh, okay.
So this is your second date, I guess.
Oh, I get.
The movies, an arcade, a romantic dinner, or ice skating.
I literally love all of these, but let's go with the movies. It's always a safe date option. You don't have to talk to each other for a lot of it.
Yes. Not a great second date, I would say. That's a good first
date. It is a good first date, yeah. You do the dinner on the second date.
Yeah. Or the arcade.
Or the arcade. Pew, pew, pew. The arcade is good because you get to be a little competitive.
So for the record, for me, it would be the amusement park and then the arcade.
And then the arcade. I know. I know.
It's a good thing I met you when I was young. I don't think I would do so well out there.
Amusement park and arcade.
Anyway, moving on. Huh. Choose some flowers.
Okay.
And we got, I don't know my, they're not labeled. I don't know my flowers very well.
I can look
well.
At them.
Like some.
Those are peonies.
Peonies. Yep. Okay. Some daisies. Yep. Roses.
Uh-huh.
And something.
It's like a mixed bouquet.
A whole mixed bouquet. With some orange and whites. White daisies?
So the mixed bouquet is like orange roses and then white carnations and then greenery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are roses and carnations. Yeah, see, I thought these were carnations.
Nope.
But they are apparently peonies.
You know what? I'm feeling very like I want it to be spring. So for today, let's go with the daisies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want it to be spring and I want to...
Note to self, you like cheap flowers. Okay.
You know what my favorite flowers are? When you just randomly bring me ones you picked while, like, walking and doing yard work and stuff.
Well, yes.
I live in the mountains. We get a lot of wild flowers around here.
Yes, especially when there's not snow on the ground.
Yeah, not right now.
I also did bring you a little Christmas tree.
Yeah, and plant. It's still doing.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Brandon was grocery shopping and they had little Christmas trees there. And that was, like, in November.
That was for your Animal Crossing weekend.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay. You don't talk about Animal Crossing ever, so.
No, it's weird.
Okay. Now you have to choose some chocolates. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be really great podcast material because there's just pictures.
Okay.
Right. So you got like a box of six of them and they have they're different colors.
Oh, and they're really fancy.
Or a big box of like mixed ones. They look like they might be more caramelly.
Uh-huh.
Or. Some like homemade ones almost.
Ooh.
They're very different. The ones shaped like a heart or some cubes. It almost looks like a chessboard. Then they're like almost look all the same.
Okay, so I either want the really fancy huge ball ones or I want the homemade ones. Let's go with the homemade ones.
Because
it has a heart.
A heart? Okay.
I want heart ones.
You want a heart, okay. Now you have to choose your Valentine's Day decorations.
Okay, okay.
So do you want a love sign that spells out the word love with letters?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want some paper hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want some heart confetti?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want a heart, like, wind mobile?
I want all of them.
No, you don't get any, but you have to choose one.
Okay, I'll do the heart chain.
Heart, paper heart chain?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very low maintenance today, apparently.
Yeah,
this is literally just today.
That is the easiest one.
So I was thinking, like, back to the flowers when you were, like, surprised by the daisies. And I was like, normally I'd probably go either the peonies or the mixed bouquet. But just today, I'm low maintenance. I'm wanting it to be not cold anymore.
Yeah, there's a first time for everything, low maintenance. Yeah, okay.
I'm low maintenance. Which one am I?
I think you're low maintenance. Anyway... Now you have to choose a gift to receive. Man, you're just getting all the things.
Oh, this is sweet.
Would you like a little teddy bear with a heart?
Okay.
A fancy pearl necklace.
Yep.
A telephone, yep. cell phone, new cell phone.
Oh, sweet.
Would you like one of those?
Yeah, I would. As well.
I,
yeah.
I
know.
Buy
it's one. Sitting over there.
Or a fancy Valentine's Day mug.
Okay, well, I have a new phone, but I'm going to go with the pearl necklace. I am a fan of pearls.
Yeah, I would have picked that for you as well. Okay. Now you have to choose a Valentine's Day treat. If you weren't filled up on
those fancy chocolates.
The fancy chocolates from before, would you like the little sugar Valentine's Day sayings?
Oh, like the candies, the hearts?
Yeah, the little sweetheart hearts with the say yes and true love.
Those ones, I really like the sayings, but they don't taste good.
They kind of taste like Tums.
Yeah.
Or would you like some chocolate covered strawberries?
Oh.
Some fancy cupcakes with buttercream frosting?
Yes.
Or a red velvet cupcake with a heart in it?
I want all of those except the sweetheart candies, and I kind of want them just for the same. Can I have all of them?
No.
I think I'll go. Let's go with the chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay, I figured you like.
I love chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay, so you know how I said you wouldn't get your Valentine's Day date with me?
Yeah.
Apparently, you will spend it with your significant other.
Oh no, that is you.
Yeah,
you lied to me.
I didn't know it would do that, but yeah. Congrats.
Well, I didn't say Brandon. It just was more general.
Yeah. I didn't know that was an option, but. Oh, good for you.
Yay.
You get to do what you want.
High five.
Yeah.
So are we going to an arcade?
I wish. There is not one for a long, long time to drive.
Do you want to go to an amusement park?
I would love to.
That's even further.
It is. Well, about the same. But the one that's closest is not open right now.
No, winter.
Yeah.
Winter is a thing. Do I get chocolate covered strawberries?
No.
Oh. Pearl necklace?
No.
New cell phone that's sitting over there already.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, my new case is pink.
It is.
So that's Valentine's Day-ish.
It is indeed. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah. I'm excited to spend Valentine's Day with you.
Lucky you.
Yep.
You won the prize.
Woohoo. So that is our show for this week. Thanks, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. And you can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. There you can also find a link to our social media accounts and you can email us. So you can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. We think we figured out the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I told you to turn it on and off again.
It was a little more complicated than that. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. Especially on Apple Podcasts. A nice, happy little 5-star rating would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend DisneyA as well. You might want to decide if you want to recommend them before or after our next episode.
Yeah, next episode might not be the first one you want to listen to. But,
go back and listen to one of our earlier ones. Or maybe this one even.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be a little spicy.
Maybe, yeah. Well, it is going to be actually released on Valentine's Day. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Love will be in the air.
And you can also listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Magic of the Mouse Radio is just really cool if you want to like listen to Disney music from the parks or from movies. But also, they have a lot of really cool Disney podcasts as well. So
not just us.
No. I mean, we're super cool. But other ones are as well. I was listening to Disney Assembled's latest episode, actually, while I was doing... We have an Airbnb. We're doing a changeover. I was listening to them. And that was really fun. They were talking about... You would appreciate this. They were talking about Disney merch.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm good at Disney merch.
Interesting. Yes. Disney merch is cool. I also saw that they were posting about a very interesting theory that they had about Boba Fett.
Oh. Is this a spoiler thing?
No. They were surmising that Boba Fett wasn't actually Boba Fett,
ooh,
and that he was actually Captain Rex. That was their theory. What? Really out there. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's one of those rogue theory things that
I
you
like
see.
Rogue
yeah.
theory things. Yeah. Sometimes they randomly...
Yeah, you never know. I don't know if I agree with that theory, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. I would never think of that. So cool. But there are so many cool... There's so much cool music on there, and there's so many cool podcasts on there as well.
Magic the Mouse Radio.
Definitely want to
Thumbs
check them
out.
Okay, so next week we have a special guest because we have a special topic.
Very special episode.
A very special episode. Okay, there's going to be many giggles about this.
It's a giggle.
Because,
yeah.
Now, we have a friend of ours who's going to join us. And
well, hopefully. I haven't confirmed that yet.
Well, we just told her she's joining us because we were sitting around one day and we were talking about how when you're growing up, a lot of your first crushes are actually like animated Disney characters. And we were talking about them. And we have compiled quite a list. And so we're each going to pick some animated Disney crushes and discuss them.
Yeah.
I know one who's going to be on your list. Okay. I have a guess who's going to be on your list.
Okay.
I think Ariel's going to be on your list.
Oh.
You like redheads.
I do.
Yeah, so I think Ariel's going to make your list. Do you have a guess for me?
Oh, your list is so long.
I'm sure you have a long list, too. Yeah. Do you have a guess for my list, I mean?
I'll be disappointed if Robin Hood's not on there.
Robin Hood's pretty awesome. So we're going to have to narrow down this ridiculous conversation.
Yeah, I think we'll probably keep it to 3 each or something.
I hope so. Because otherwise it's just going to devolve into chaos. But yeah, so we should confirm that with her, but it's happening next week, so...
Well, we're going to record it anyway, so
yes.
Hopefully a special guest.
Yes, yeah. Definitely, that's the topic, hopefully with a special guest. I'm going to guess there's a special guest.
Yeah.
She's excited about it.
Yes, we've been talking about it for a while, so...
Yeah, like, months. Nothing says Valentine's Day like Disney animated crushes. So you don't want to miss out on that adventure. Definitely want to check that out. But until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? Can you feel the love?
No, that's not a short.